Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday night, October 5th, 2018, and you're listening to Enter the Light on Sacred Embers Channel on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Shannon Johnson. I'll be your host this evening, along with my co-host, Jan Drake Bakke. Ryan was unable to join us this evening, so we send Ryan lots of love and hope he has fun, and we'll talk to him next time. First, I'll introduce a little bit about each of us. Jan Drake Bakke is a certified psychic medium. She works on criminal cases as well as providing private sessions to help clients achieve their goals in life and find freedom throughout their many experiences. She also writes spirit-inspired poetry, which can be used for music, ceremonies, and all kinds of other fun things. If you want to check out Jan's information, we'll share our websites and all of that at the end of the show. I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator. I've been working in the field with spirit for a little over 20 years now. And my spirit team and I work together to help people achieve their goals and without interfering in your soul contract and life choices. How you doing tonight, Jan?
Doing great. Thanks, Shannon. I always love listening to how you share all that because you do it so well. It's so nice, all the stuff you say. And it's really nice to hear how you say it. You do it so smoothly and it just comes out perfectly. Thank you very much. So, yeah, it's cooling off. It's just totally cooling off these days. And we were talking about that, so it's a change amongst many other things going on.
So true. And our topic of discussion tonight is empowerment. And so that's a pretty broad range topic, but I know you and I have both been having clients as well as ourselves finding challenges with empowering ourselves, feeling empowered, and that kind of thing. So I think it's a good time for a topic like this.
It definitely is. It's definitely a really good time, and I think it's a good time anytime, but it seems like especially right now with all the stuff going on, but just within our own lives too, and on a daily basis, it's something to work on and to think about and to try and live in the best way that we can in an empowered state. And we're not always able to do it, you know, but we do the best we can with whatever we have. Even if our bodies aren't quite right, or if we're sick, or if we're in situations that we can't control, you take that situation that you are in right now and do what you can with it, the very best that you can in that moment, in that day, in that hour, in that second, on and on. And that's how I think of empowerment. And it adds up. If you do what you need to do or what you feel good doing to empower yourself in those moments, then those moments add up to more moments, and then it keeps snowballing, and then you can have more empowerment. So anyway, that's all.
We all face times in our lives that we feel like our power has been stripped away from us. It might be in a work situation that you feel like you can bring new blood and new ideas into the situation, and yet the management might be shutting it all down and being like, no, this is how we always do it. This is our operation, you know. And you feel very disempowered just as an employee in that situation, because here you were excited. You had something new and fresh to bring, and it was taken away. And we find this in lots of different relationships in our lives where other people, perhaps somebody older than you, maybe an older sibling that's always like, no, you're going to do it my way, or this is the way things are to be done. And you feel very disempowered in how you're making your choices and how you're doing things when you have a bombardment coming around you saying, no, that's wrong. It needs to be this other way. It needs to go that way. And the more that we get bombarded by influences like that, and we even do it to ourselves, because when it starts at some younger ages, or actually at any age it can begin for us, that it feels like people keep taking our power away from us. And it little by little, we end up feeling like we went from, you know, whatever your height is, for me I'm 5 foot, that suddenly you're only like a foot tall, and who am I, and what am I doing here, because I have no power in my life. It seems like everybody else has it, and I don't. And I've noticed
Hello?
This happening. You there?
Yeah, no, somebody keeps trying to call me, and it cuts my phone off, so I can't hear, so... It's okay. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. You know. And I'd have to say for myself, one of the things that helped me get my power back and begin to feel like I was truly empowered in making choices and that it was okay even if they failed was having to go into that internal mirror and begin to look at the times that you feel like somebody took everything away from you, took all of your power away, and then you go, wait a minute. They never took my power away. The situation was making me feel disempowered. And if you can see that in the experiences, that's the beginning steps to be able to recognize that you weren't being so much tread upon as much as you were being called to take the reins back and say, no, I'm going to speak from the empowerment of who I am and allow that to be enough. I think there's a large confusion in the human psyche between being powerful and being empowered. Would you agree?
I do. I do agree with that. Very much so, yeah. That's a good point that you make right there.
Yeah. I've run into
Absolutely.
People in my life that thought that they were so powerful, you know, and you're like, really? You know, and they're like, well, I got this, and I can do that in my name. I've got these achievements and all of this, and I am powerful, and I'm going to exert my power over you because I've put myself into this pedestal of thought, and yet being empowered internally is one of the most humbling spaces to be.
Yes, it is.
You know, I think it really got twisted over probably centuries, the difference between being empowered and being powerful. Because when you really look at some of the people that think that they are powerful, they're not. They're having the power that everybody is granting them or that their ego thinks they can exert. And when it gets stripped away, suddenly they're like, oh, where did it go? That was my identity. Well, no,
exactly.
Empowerment is from inside. It's from learning to love yourself, learning to accept yourself, even all the quirky, crazy parts. You know? And being able to speak and present your information to others without them trampling over top of you as well, I think, is a big part of being able to feel that you are empowered within in order to share
right.
with others.
And not to feel trampled. And even if they are trampling over you, and to not feel trampled over, kind of thing, like what you're just saying. To feel empowered enough that it doesn't affect you that much, you know. And I was
right.
talking to my cousin about this, that very, very thing yesterday, about how you can feel so funny sometimes about other people's attitudes toward you, or what you think their attitudes are toward you. You know, there's the attitude they have toward you and then what you think they have toward you. But and how do you deal with that? And we both agreed, and she was explaining how you have to, you know, of course, feel empowered within yourself. You know that everything is really okay, and that you're okay, and that you have, there's a sense of self and a sense of self-love, and however you achieve that is what we're all trying to figure out. And so a lot of us, yeah, and, you know, for so long, for me, my body was the whole thing, just everything, since I was a little tiny girl, and I could rely on it because it could just do, it could go, it could be, it could do anything. And but when that goes out, when it goes away, you go, wait a minute, I don't know what my life is. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, and all that. And so that kind of stuff, you know, then you have to you're forced to turn inward. You're forced to find other ways of empowerment. And that can go with anything, you know, whether it's your body or with it money or having accomplishments or houses or whatever you have, you know. And so it's just, we keep trying to find our empowerment as we go along in this life. It changes, and we find different ways of experiencing it. And I think it's just such a big subject. I mean, to me, it's just it's so much, you know, so big. And so anyway.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's not talked about enough, I think. And it's also an area that even myself as a parent, I wish I knew some of these things in their earlier years, because I would have had some other conversations about feeling empowered, about people taking your power away, you know, and how to cope and deal with those mechanisms, because, you know, our young people deal with this a lot, especially when they get into middle school and high school years, where the physical self is so focused on and the social acceptance. And yet we as a society have kind of forgotten about teaching our children about how to love themselves, how to have self-respect, how to feel empowered in who they are and their voice when they speak with others, you know, and not having that tug or feeling like it's been taken away because, you know, you have to answer to this person and you have to answer to that adult and this adult and those rules and these rules. And we really end up feeling like we have no control. There is no power in those ages. And yet this is something that is so vital and important for everyone to learn how to feel that they are empowered with who they are alone. This is the vehicle that was you specifically picked and designed and wanted to be, so much so to serve so many purposes. And yet once we're here and we're in those stages of having that war on our empowerment, it gets very lost and mixed up. And
yes,
I think that's where a lot of the times the confusion also begins, in those stages of seeing you know, successful people that have, you know, millions of dollars or whatever, and they think, God, they're so powerful. They're so, you know, they've just got it all, and yet not realizing that that person may appear powerful, but are they truly empowered in who they are? Or is it a mask that's only seen on the outside as seeing as power, and yet that internal flame is not so great? <You know?
laughs> Oh, God. That internal flame. Yes. That we keep working on, and it's come and gone in my life so many times by different things, you know, and I don't want to go on the subject that's been in the world right now, but that's a big one, that issue. That happens with, well, I'm gonna glide past it because it's such a big subject and it's so intense, but. That's a big one, and just a lot of things. The way families allow you to talk at home, if you're allowed to talk, the way you speak and communicate and stuff like that, it all starts as little kids, and stuff like that too. There's so many factors in it, and then going to school, like you say, how the teachers are doing things. School is such a big thing because it can really help children empower themselves. They get. I remember getting so much empowerment at school, and also at home in different ways. But anyway, it's so important. Such an important. I don't know. I can't even tell you how. If I had kids, I would do so many things to try and help empower them. But I know my parents did the best they could, and I'm sure all parents do, you know, but maybe it's something we need to just, especially with the issue at hand, to look at a little more nowadays.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I hope what I said
it should be talked about with, you know, our sons and our daughters and our brothers and our sisters and, you know, the list goes on. Friends. I mean, I know for my own kids, see, when they would have stuff come up in their little social circles at school back in the day, because I tried to be very open with them, they would actually have friends that would be like, can you ask your mom? Give this question, you know, and come back and tell me tomorrow what she says, you know. And I found it very sad for one thing, because I was hearing so much of kids needing conversation, needing to ask questions, needing to feel empowered in the knowledge that they were able to get to, because the social circle was spinning them one direction and they were trying to, you know, regroup, but they didn't feel comfortable. They would be like, hey, I can't ask my mom that. She'd kill me. Oh my gosh, if I asked dad that, I'd be grounded for like the rest of my life. And that's very disempowering to young people and all people of all ages, to feel like you can't ask and inquire about things that will help you feel empowered in your life and how you make choices, and yet we'll have authority figures in our lives that close the doors on us because they can't look at it themselves, or they might feel embarrassed that they... Or, you know, it's like, that's a taboo topic. I can't, you'll find that out another way, you know. And it's like, you just disempowered a very huge opportunity. Because they open the door. they ask the question. No matter if you're 50, 80, or 15, that's a moment to reach back out, humble yourself, stay in that space of feeling empowered with who you are in your experiences to provide to another, and then they can take it and go, oh, all right, now I feel a little bit better about it, and I feel like I'm empowered enough that when I'm faced with this decision or I'm looking at what choice I want to make, I actually have something within me now to help me make that move,
right,
or walk away from it, however it's coming.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, my gosh.
And I think we're seeing a large population worldwide speaking up because they have felt that disempowerment for so long, and perhaps many of them have been on different journeys and may not even have a clue about the spiritual journey, but they've been through their life experiences, and now they're feeling empowered through their healing to finally stand up and stand together and say, we need to change this so that we can empower all of us, not just the few.
Right, exactly. Both men and women.
Yeah.
To help both men and women and children.
And because, I mean, let's face it, we're all in this boat together, and ain't none of us getting out alive.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Well,
yeah, we can use it as a conflict, or we can use it to bring it together. It's a choice we're all looking at. Oh. Go ahead.
Do you mind if I read some of my poems? I feel like I have so many, and I want to touch on some. I want to start some of them.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Let's do some poems,
and then we'll get to some callers. Okay.
Oh, no,
whatever.
No, no. I think we pretty much kind of explored it enough tonight because it's a big topic.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring it in again when a couple of the other hosts are on and get some other viewpoints.
That's a good idea.
All right.
And plus,
yeah,
some of the callers might want to share some of their views too tonight. So,
that'd be awesome.
The first one are just words, and it says, empowerment is the key to everything necessary. And then this one is kind of a long one. It's called My Sword-Empowerment. And I use a sword a lot for a lot of poems. My sword is for empowerment of the spirit, for the belief and hope in love, for knowing that good health is on its way and that I am not too thin. My sword is for my faith that is always there from beginning to end. When I don't trust myself or others, but I trust God to be my sovereign friend, my sword is of empowerment, of good intentions, of golden light. It is complete, and knowing that a new breath is new life with every heartbeat. And that's that one. And someone was trying to call me the entire time, so I'm getting a lot of phone calls on my phone. And this one's called I Believe in Love. And it goes, I believe in love. I look forward to love. I am love. Love is part of me. Love is me. Love is you. Love is us. Allow love to empower your thoughts, your words. Even if you don't always feel it, say it out loud. I believe in love. I look forward to love. I am love. And that's like a I am statement type of poem. And this one's called Universal Pulse Be Boppin' Curlicues. I don't know why. That's a long title. Anyway, It goes, feel the empowerment knowing that you are part of the universe, the universal pulse, even when you feel you don't fit in anywhere. The internal breath of creation and heartbeat of a timeless external life and existence. Just bebopping into unending curlicues of motion that continue forever. How majestic is that? I don't know where I came up with that, but that just like a doodle poem that I just sort of rambled on. And then I go into some Halloween poems because we are in our Halloween days. And the first one goes, a Halloween dance, a little creepy, a little freaky, a little jagged. Some of them are dead. A little scary, a little wary. Look for the purple dust. Dancing is a must. Dare to be bold. You are never too old. Now is your chance to have a Halloween dance. And that's that one. Then this one goes, happy Halloween, divine treat. I bet you are ready for the fun to begin. Let's dance and fly and get a good balance for our insulin. We might want to choose carefully the goodies we may eat. For those of us with sugar problems, even just one piece will be a divine treat. So I encourage you to empower yourself when it's Halloween, during the Halloween days, to be careful about eating a whole lot of goodies at once, just at one time, because it is really hard on your pancreas to take in a lot of sugar at once. I'm not saying don't eat it. Just, you know, just beware of eating too much of it at once, because that's what I used to do all the time. And now I have sugar problems. So, and this one is called Halloween Poem. Give me some Halloween. I've been waiting all year to dress up as a gypsy queen. Please walk with me through the night, my gypsy king and velveteen. Let's hold hands and see the spirits come through the veil as they are moving in between. Give me some Halloween. Let's celebrate all the beautiful creatures of the night, the owls, the bats, the black cats that see with their special sight. Give me some Halloween. Let's be magical and wondrous as we trick or treat without fear in the dark with delight. And that's that. There you go. That's the poem selection. Yeah. And
very good.
So, thank you.
Yeah. This is my time of year.
Yeah, it's a nice time of year. It's a good time of year.
Excuse me. One thing about October in North Carolina, ragweed blooms.
What?
Ragweed. It blooms.
Ragweed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gives me the... I'm highly allergic to both types of ragweed.
So what is ragweed anyway? What is ragweed?
It usually grows pretty tall and it's very wild. And they do like these little tiny, gosh, I think they're little tiny yellow flowers on them. It has several different uses, and there's a common variety of ragweed and a rare form of ragweed. And you'll find it a lot in areas that have a lot of bloomage. It's very common to grow like near blackberry brambles and those kinds of things. Flower gardens, like I lived in Lompoc when I first developed allergies during my first pregnancy. And I was having a really hard time. And then it was when I finally went and got testing done, and he was like, wow, I have this big long list of grasses and trees and dogs and cats and birds and cockroaches, all these weird things. But one of them that stood out really strongly because I had a very bad reaction to it was ragweed. And he looked at me and he said, you live in Lompoc, right? And I said, yes, I do. And he said, well, I hate to tell you, but both types of ragweed grow rampant in Lompoc because of the flower fields.
Oh. So you didn't get away from it at all. You went right into it moving there. Oh, shoot. Now my computer.
Yeah,
oh
well, I was
gosh.
Living there before I got the allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And developed them during pregnancy, which they say is very common to happen to women. And
right.
But that was part of why I was having such a bad reaction, because I was having chronic bronchitis. And they ended up finding out that it was because of these allergies, and that one happened to be big, because in Lompoc, you don't have air conditioning and heating. It's not a town that you need those things, so you're not closing
right.
your house up. You have the windows open pretty much
yeah.
year-round.
Yeah, kind of like Santa Barbara in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I lived in Lompoc and I worked in Santa Barbara.
Right.
It was more cost-effective. But Lompoc, California, for those that don't know, it is the flower seed capital of the world. And I'd have to tell you, if you live out where you can get there during the spring and into the early summer, unless you're allergic to flowers, it is the most gorgeous little tiny town that has miles and miles of the most beautiful flower fields you'll ever see. In fact, they grow most of the roses for the Rose Bowl Parade in Los Angeles every year.
Wow, I didn't know that. How neat.
Yeah. It's a very small town in this little bubble near Vandenberg Air Force Base. Probably Lompoc is most
mm-hmm.
known to the public for their federal prison. But it's actually known mostly because of its flowers. And you can go there when the flowers are in bloom, and you will just see field after field after field. It's glorious in its colors, because you'll just have a huge layout of purple flowers and yellow flowers
wow.
and oranges and reds.
Neat.
Very beautiful area.
I can't believe I missed that, because I was right in that area. But I keep seeing the purple flowers. Yeah, when you said purple, I was seeing purple. That's so cool.
Yeah, there's tons of photos of their flower fields out there. Definitely a place to scope out if you go to the
yeah.
central coast of California. It's worth the trip.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That was a little side tangent because of my little allergy coughing going on over here. Sorry.
That's okay. We're
yeah.
empowered to speak about whatever we want to. Whatever comes up.
Exactly. All right, are we ready to take some callers? We got a lineup waiting for us tonight, and we will try to do as many as we can get to in our time allotment. Since it is only Jan and I tonight, we ask the callers to please bear with us. We'll do the best we can for this evening, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
It is. It's going to be good.
You ready to roll?
Ready to roll. Definitely.
All right. We're going to go with 562. Hi, 562. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, yes. This is Yvonne from California.
Can you give me your name again? It kind of buzzed out. Hello? Hello?
Did she go up?
Shows are still with us, but I can't hear her.
Yvonne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh,
no,
there
you couldn't. Are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. my question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits pretty soon?
I'm getting an animal if you want me to, Shannon. If you want me
yeah.
to say something first, I see an animal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, Yvonne, the first thing I see is paper money, though. It's like dollar bills. That's just, you know, recognizing the money part of it. And it's a bluebird is what I see on a tree limb for you. And bluebird is, I love bluebird. Let's see what it comes up to be. This is a rare and precious moment. So open up all your senses and simply enjoy this time. And you're so involved and bogged down with everyday events that you need time to relax and lighten up. Take a risk and speak your truth to that someone special rather than holding back. And take some time to spend in large open spaces such as a meadow and do some meditation. You're coming into your own in many different ways. So welcome this. And it just sounds like it's a good time to cheer up and take a walk and feel good about things. And speaking in the moment, speaking your heart, speaking your truth. And I just see them. I see the money right there. So.
That, oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it looks positive. To me, it looks positive.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Jan.
Oh, good. Okay.
I was seeing red tape getting cut, and they were giving me the number 3. Which for me, I'm leaning more towards short term, 3 weeks, 3 months. That could be 3 weeks, 3 months, or 30 days. They just keep giving me, don't worry, it's within the three. But the red tape has been cut on it, and it looks like it's starting to get, the motion is moving through.
Okay, thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Definitely give us a call back. Do you want to continue to listen?
Yes, I want to listen. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, and we are going to move on to 503. I have a long list here. 503.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, is that me?
Hi, 503.
Yes,
it's you.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Jana.
Can we get your first name? Jana.
It's Jana.
Hi.
Jana.
It's friend of Shannon, friend of Jan. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for sharing all of your wisdom tonight. First off, thank you. I'll try and keep this brief because I want to hear other people. As you know, I've been working on using my healing abilities. I've gotten lots of good input. I've been doing everything I'm supposed to. And for some reason, the last 2 weeks have been terrible. I've been absolutely exhausted. I'm feeling drained. I'm trying to use all the protection stuff that you gave me, and I don't know whether I'm doing it or if it's part of the process. So any insight you could give me? And the other thing is I'm feeling somebody from my family really close. So if you have any insight into that, I would appreciate anything you have to offer. Thanks. No pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah.
What I kept hearing right away was pushing too hard, pushing are the words that I kept getting for you, and I keep seeing your eyes too. Are you using your eyes a lot?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. I'm feeling that, and I'm The animal that comes through, though, is it looks like a wolf. I don't think I've ever seen wolf before. For you, have I?
No. And what does that symbolize?
Yeah, wolf. So let's see. There was a cat too, but
okay.
That's not. It's the wolf is predominant here. Let's see. Well, wolf is a pack animal, and they are very, very loyal.
Okay.
Characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness.
Okay.
Make cooperation a priority over competition, and it's important to maintain your self-esteem, and let's see what else. You want to be a little more expressive in your communication, particularly by adding more body language. I don't know. Wolf has a strong sense of family and community, and very intuitive and affectionate, and would avoid confrontations. Will fiercely defend their loved ones whenever necessary. And you're a natural born leader, and you have you're at ease with your friends and family. And I just wanted to check something else because they're not giving me what I want them to tell me. I don't know why it's unbelievable. It's interesting to see the wolf because that's just not like the animal that I would have seen normally for you. I've never seen that. So it's funny that it's coming in. Not funny, it's just, you know, different.
Right, different.
Let's see, where are we? I'm sorry, just can't find it in the, I can't find it in the books, in the other books. But they are a pack animal, and they like to be with their family and friends. They stay close, and they're very protective. That's their main thing, is that they're really, really protective of their family. And of their pack, and of the people that they're around, of their, you know, their group.
Okay.
And they like to work with their group very closely. I mean, they stay in that. It's amazing. And here it is. And they teach you. Oh, it says the teacher in you is empowered to come out. Emotional and affectionate. You have a strong sense of family and community, of course. And when wolf appears in your life, it's time to not rely on gurus or outer teachers, but instead to learn to trust your inner voice and develop your intuition. Seek within yourself for answers. Wolf can help you step out onto a new path or find balance in your life. True freedom requires self-discipline and personal responsibility, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what it is,
okay.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm pushing too hard. It's up to me.
Pushing too hard.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear that over and over. Yep.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sorry to take so long.
Oh, that's okay. I'm Shannon. Anything to add? Oh, the person that's around me.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
Okay. So. First, I want to go back to the drainage. I'm hearing that they're presenting it to me as one of your clients that you've been working with very steadily, but there's been a shift on that person's side somehow that it's almost like when they're working with you, they're pulling more energy from you than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
so you're getting drained faster because it's like a gap. And they're showing it to me near the heart chakra because there's like a compassion or a heart connection with this person. And so they're telling me it's not, you haven't done anything wrong. This is a learning experience is all. Okay. And they're telling me that it's just going to be a matter of you resetting a boundary for this person and yourself. Not just the person, but you. And begin to funnel the universal energy at a, almost like open it up like it's a gushing waterfall when you're working with this client.
Okay.
And that's what's getting sent out through the hands and the heart chakra.
Okay.
I'm also hearing to start making the request with your spirit team and with the healers in particular that you're working with, for them to replenish your body.
Okay.
As you see each client. So you're receiving while you're giving.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah. And anybody around me? I'm feeling just like somebody really close, but I can't tell who it is.
I'm picking up a male energy. Stands to your
right side,
just behind you.
Okay.
I'm feeling it like around the head and the shoulders. I want to say this is a grandfather or great-grandfather who was seen as the alpha in the family.
Okay.
For several generations of family, he was seen as the alpha. Make sense to you?
Yes.
He's not giving me a name. He's like standing there so just stout and strong.
He's short?
For a man, he would be considered short.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I hear, I'm not as short as you. And I was like, yeah, I know, thanks.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. I want to leave room for other people, but you're right on the money as usual. I can't thank you enough. You're bright, shining souls in my life, and I appreciate you. And Ryan as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenna.
He does want to tell you something real quick, though. He is helping you working on becoming more empowered as an alpha female in your profession.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Lots
cool.
of love, but know that his presence is to help give you strength and feeling empowered in what you're creating. Okay?
That was a great topic tonight. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you both. Okay.
Love you.
Thank
Just
you.
Just call in anytime.
Love you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, and we're going to move into 786. Hi, 786.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, Dan. It's Yvette. How are you?
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Happy October.
Thank you. Happy October to you, too.
I usually ask the cosmos for whatever they want to say, but today I've got some questions. First question is about the boyfriend. Will his issues work out favorably? And the second one is for my youngest daughter. Is this the right path? And question two, there's an issue at hand, work out favorably also? So it's not for me, but for everybody else. That's kind of how the moms do it, right?
Did you say the boyfriend for your daughter? Is that who you meant? Is that what you said?
Well, no, my boyfriend and then the boyfriend for my daughter.
Oh, your boyfriend. Okay, you're a boyfriend.
They became engaged recently, and I just kind of want to know, is that the right path for her?
Well, the animal that I'm seeing that is just right in front of my face is a bunny rabbit. And so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm seeing that's just so unusual because I don't see that ever for you either.
Well,
but,
again, these are questions not for me. You know, I'm
right.
Being,
okay,
I'm
that's true. That's right. You're right. I like to look in a different. But anyway, I know what bunny rabbit is, but I prefer to. I like to read it because they give a good thing. But while I'm trying to find it, rabbit is, it's for, what do you call it? Rabbit is for babies, you know,
yeah,
things
fertility.
Like that. Yeah, fertility, exactly. And they are also about movement and they're very creative. It's a way to take advantage of opportunities that come your way. And also they're into diet, like being into vegetables, trying a vegetarian diet for a few days, you know, get into your vegetables and stuff. And it's a period of step-by-step progress and intense activity at times, like bursts of energy and stuff. And also common sense, wit serve you well in uncomfortable situations. They are great strategists. There's always a backup plan. Whenever there needs a shift, they can do it.
That answer is for my oldest
daughter. Okay. And
of course,
your oldest
asked,
daughter
asked,
with the – yeah?
She's a vegetarian.
Oh.
And
okay.
She's married, so fertility probably – I know this has – you know, we ask questions and they answer what they want us to hear from them. So
to
I
hear,
get it.
Exactly. Oh, gosh, that's interesting, isn't it? Because when the rabbit came through, the first thing I see it was like a silhouette, and the rabbit came through these two people, a girl and a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the couple. She has the couple. So that's interesting. Because
yeah.
I wasn't seeing
yeah.
just one person. I was seeing a couple, thinking it was your daughter and her fiancé, but maybe
no.
it's your daughter who's married. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's funny because I didn't want to ask about her because, you know, they're in the process of selling their house and buying another one. And, you know, they've got all things like, you know, think of the juggler. They've got everything in the air, and that's fine. And I said, well, this is all going to work out fine. But it's so funny because your totem, your animal comes up, bunny rabbit, and that's definitely for her.
Okay. Well, I'll just go and Shannon will probably hit it with you and your daughter since I didn't.
No, you did. You absolutely did because it came out positive with
yes.
regards to my oldest daughter, even though my
okay,
concern
good.
Is about my youngest daughter. That's okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate all those answers.
All right. I'm glad. Good.
Awesome. I love that. You know, bunnies also make a little hutch for their babies, so I can see the bunny for representing them. They have all their eggs up in the air, but they're all going to end up in the hutch.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so boyfriend's issue. Boyfriend's issue, I'm hearing, is got a couple more little hiccups in it, and then
mm-hmm.
it's going to start to smooth out. A couple of these issues they're telling me is going to be best for him to pause before responding. and reflect. And then it'll be better for him to respond after reflection.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Well, right. No, it does, because right now he's changing attorneys, and it's just a whole big ball of crazy stuff. But I know it'll all fall into place.
It will. There's going to be just a couple hiccups that'll go on, and their biggest advice is that he pause before reacting or responding and allow himself time to sort it out versus just an initial reaction. And it'll help things to smooth better. Yeah.
I like it.
Excellent.
The youngest daughter. You're concerned about the marriage?
Well, I just, you know, it's her life, not mine.
Such a mom answer. I love it.
Isn't it a mom answer?
Yes. I love it, Yvette.
I already made my mistake. Thank you.
Okay. So they're telling me that this path is correct in its moment. Okay, there is much for her to learn about herself in this partnership. The difficult part for you is that you're going to be seeing some of your own reflections in it.
Meaning
there are parts of this relationship that reflect a lot as to you and her father. And their advice to you is just provide love and support in a space when she needs. It's not for you to fix it, not for you to tell her how to do it. You're just going to be that neutral space to allow her to voice her thoughts when she needs to. But it does have many valuable growing potentials built into this partnership.
Okay. Perfect. And then she has another like legal issue, and I want to know if that's going to work out favorably for her. We just got a letter in the mail a couple of days ago, and it just kind of threw us through a loop.
That's going to drag on a little longer before it turns around. It does look at the moment like it'll end up being more in her favor than she thinks. But there is a couple more twists and turns to happen there.
Oh, yeah. No, we just got a letter, so we have to deal with, you know, how are we going to approach it, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It has to do with a large sum of money and somebody asking for it to be refunded, and I'm like, how, what? It's like, and where is she going to get that from? And how come so many years later you're asking for it back? And it's a governmental agency, so it's one of those things. I know it takes bureaucratic time.
Right. It's going to have a few more hiccups before it's finished. But they do show that the end result looks like it's going to end up kind of evening out where it's more 50-50.
Mm.
It's going to be more like an agreement made by that point. So she just needs to stay true and follow the lead of her legal advice, but also listen to her intuition as she moves through it, and the final result will end up being more in her favor than it would have been.
Okay. a large sum of money. They're asking for $35,000 from a kid who just goes to school.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Yeah, that came out of left field. Woo!
Yeah, it's going to work out. It's going to be a few tough moments along the path of it, though. And so she just needs to keep pacing herself and stay within the truth. And it'll help it to all come to fruition in the best possible way. Okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies. It's been a wonderful
evening.
Thank you,
yes.
I really enjoy listening and participating every once in a while.
Awesome. And do anytime you want. Thank you, Yvette. Love it when you call in.
Have a great night. Have a great night.
You too.
You too. All right. Let's see. We are going to 330.
And that's this will be our fourth. I like to write them down. Okay. 330. Okay.
Hi, 330. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Kim from Cleveland.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You have a question for us this evening?
Yes, I was wondering about my love life. I was single right now and wondering if someone's coming back or if there's a new relationship coming.
Well, Kim, this is Jan. The first thing I see is this animal that's a lamb. It's a little lamb outside on green grass, and there's a river running right next to it. I can see it so well. Is anything like that near you or anything?
We went through a drive through the country. There was rivers there.
Okay.
I don't think it's the right time of year for lambs, but we saw cows.
Well, I see cows, too. I do see cows also. But the lamb...
Okay.
Yeah. Cows are there, but the lamb is showing itself to me. So I'm going to... We can look up cow, too. Let's see... Let's see here. What they say? Whoops. About lamb is a really neat animal too, and it doesn't. I don't get lamb too often, so I'm very, very curious. And it's beautiful country that I'm looking at. Gosh Almighty. I'm going to have to go and look somewhere else, and that's no big deal. There's something about lamb. Oh, they let's see. Well, they're calling it sheep, but it looks like a sweet little lamb. But it's like the innocent part of yourself, like your childhood, childlike qualities, characterized by innocence and gentleness, vulnerability with that could turn into powerlessness. However, the positive side is self-acceptance and the ability to respect your limits. So the common meaning for this totem is part of yourself that tends to also conform to social norms or family values. It symbolizes a vulnerable part of yourself that you associate with positive or negative meanings. And so it has a strong bond to innocence. So it's a really sweet animal. That's how I saw it too. I forgot what your question was. What was your question?
Love relationship. Huh.
Oh, your love, yeah. I saw the lamb in me. I saw the cow, and then I saw the lamb smack up against my face. So I would take that as that the Lamb is there for you in your times of vulnerability, and it's okay to be vulnerable too, as long as you are as long as you're not being taken advantage of, and that innocence is a beautiful side to people also. So I would say that's what the Lamb is there, keeping you in that in a positive way, so that you'll be more available in finding love. Because it seems like we're available more when we are open and a little bit of vulnerability. You know what I mean? Not negative vulnerability, not being weakened, but just having that openness of heart and spirit is when love is easier to come in.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna take it that way. So you have a good animal around you, setting you up for the time
that's
coming
great.
To you.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
This is Shannon. I know you had mentioned about in your question about if a past relationship was coming back or a new relationship coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they showed me was the ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
And I was hearing, this is what's desired. And I kept hearing, you know, what is it she said, I want to go home, clicking her ruby slippers. And then they said, that's what's desired because it's familiar and known. But you need to put on some red shoes and dance. And then David Bowie's music has been blasting in my head about dancing in them red shoes and dance away the blues. Like, they've got every hair on my body standing up with it.
Interesting.
And I was kind of going, okay, why is this? And they said, because you've outgrown the ruby slippers.
Okay.
You outgrew that. It's time to get some new red shoes and dance that one away, which is going to open the doors to the new possibilities that are ready to walk into your life. So there is definitely some new relationships out there waiting for you, and I suggest you go out and buy yourself the hottest damn red shoes you like, because they are just like, this girl needs red shoes that make her feel empowered in who she is, because those ruby slippers no longer served. You're not that young girl needing to go home anymore.
That's really interesting. Thanks.
Sometimes they come up with some quirky ways of bringing messages through, and that was a new one on me. But yeah.
So Kim, I guess you're going to. The only way I can figure this out is you're going to take the Lamb, who's sweet and innocent, and go get those red shoes and live it up
Well, why not?
And why not, of course.
Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness, you said that, Jan, and I had such the picture in my head of a little lamb with big red lipstick and got these red high heel pumps on, and I was just like,
that's cool.
What kind of relationship am I attracting with that?
It's about you feeling empowered in who you are, really. I mean, understand, red is a power color. We often see it as something more negative, but red is really a strong power color. And I can see why red is also being used, because it's also the sacral chakra, right? Not the sacral chakra, the root chakra, I'm sorry. Root chakra is red. which is also relationships and self-empowerment and connections and all of this stuff. So really the red shoes are about you coming into your own and feeling empowered in who you are to attract a man who can match your vibration and your passion. And besides,
okay,
what girl doesn't need a nice pair of red shoes in her closet every now and then?
Well, sure.
Right.
I might have to go buy myself some.
Do you have any information on the guy at all?
On the guy?
Uh-huh.
The new guy coming in?
Yeah, yeah. Forget the old guy. He's gone. We're good with that.
Oh, I love it. I see a gentleman that's like around 6 foot to 6'2".
Okay.
With okay, I was gonna call it brown, but they're saying sable. Sable-colored hair.
Okay.
I guess has some highlights in it. I don't know. But I was going to say brown. They're like, no, sable. It's sable. And it's got a wave to it. He keeps it cut short, but if it grows out, it has curls.
Nice.
I'm not quite sure if he has a mustache or if he does that just on and off. Because I keep seeing it going back and forth. But it's one of those nice mustaches when it's on there, like one of those ones you just want to go, ooh, let me touch that.
Come here.
He likes the outdoors, but he's just as content to sit and read a book.
Okay.
Yeah. Really a gentle mannerism about him, and yet there's like a steel rod of strength that you just can't miss.
Nice.
And I want to say his eyes. I want eyes. Show me eyes. Okay, I'm going to go with his eyes, I think, are hazel. Because they keep changing color from brown to green.
Mm-hmm. Mine are, too.
And it's going to be like a random meeting, is what they're telling me.
Okay. Nice surprise.
Because I was asking, is this going to be like through a friend, through work, something like that? And they're telling me it's going to be one of those random meetings that either you're out with friends having dinner and somebody introduces, or you bump into him because his buggy runs into yours. I'm not sure. They just keep telling me it's going to be random. It's going to be one of those things that you're just kind of like, huh? What?
Aww.
Yeah. So, they're saying just keep it open. Keep the door open. And working on that empowerment of the woman you have grown to be. And it's going to plop in your lap. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And
you're going shoe shopping.
Kim?
Yes.
When you were asking Shannon about him and Shannon was talking, I kept seeing the water, and a little boat. And I feel when Shannon said he likes the outdoors, I got that for sure, too.
That's good, because I'm a big swimmer, so I love it, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that'll
That's
be
awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Call in and another time and let us know when he shows up.
And hopefully that's soon. Any day now.
Time to go shoe shopping.
That's right. Well, have a good night. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. All right. We're going to do one more caller, and then it'll be time for us to begin to wind everything up for the night. So let's see who we got here. Let's see who's still here. Okay. 832. Hi, 832.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, how are y'all doing today?
Good.
We're doing well. Can we get your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Neetu, and I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a question for us tonight?
I do. I wanted to ask if you see my room moving out anytime soon.
Your roommate?
Yes, my current roommate, if you see her moving out anytime soon.
Okay. Give us just a moment.
Sure.
You have an animal, Jan?
Yeah, I do. It's an owl, and there's also a horse, and it's dark out. It's really dark, and there's trees, and somebody's riding. It might be him riding the horse out, riding out. But I also see the owl here, too. It's a real dark scene. So that's, you know, I'm just writing that down. And
okay.
I saw a guy in a suit and tie, in a brown suit and tie, just flash by, too. Let me look up owl. Owl is all about deceptive, looking in between the lines and seeing the truth, seeing what's real
okay.
and what isn't real, seeing the life, this life and the next life, the afterlife, seeing what is truth and what isn't truth. They're very they're very keen. You know, they're the one of the most keen animals that you can imagine. And was this a positive experience with you and him or not so?
When you say him, are you referring to my roommate? Because my roommate's female. So I'm not sure if you're picking something else.
Oh, okay.
When you say him.
For some reason, I'm getting a him here. What I kept seeing is this guy. Okay. I just saw a guy flash by.
Okay.
But
well,
just
notes,
curious about. Well, you don't have to say if it was if it's been positive or negative. So the owl says, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening, for a few days, and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not, and look closely behind any guises that may occur. And owl is the fountain of wisdom, of course, and it's a particularly significant time for prophecy, for you to see, hear, and feel events. And it's also a very creative time. If you're facing a difficult decision, one that has considerable consequences, you want to make the decision that will reap the best benefits for all concerned, of course. And and then the horse is you know, it wants to be independent. It wants to be free. And I'm going to turn you over to Shannon. We don't have that much time, but I did see.
Sure, okay.
I'm going to go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the roommate's going to move not in the time frame that you want, that you would prefer.
Okay.
They're showing me like a disruption happening between you guys.
There's
not a lot of harmony happening. That's already happening.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
And when you say not in the fast timeline, are we thinking like months or years or? And I know
no,
timeline is difficult to pinpoint. Months, okay.
Yeah, it feels more like months. I feel like it's going to be more like around New Year's. Because I keep seeing celebration hats.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe we can stick out till this, and then she'll move out. But you see her moving out, not me moving out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It feels like
great.
Her moving out.
Yeah, because I didn't have any. Okay, great. Yeah, I didn't have any intention of moving out, and I've been there way longer than she has, and she's the one that's causing disruption, so it'd be great if she moves.
Yeah,
okay.
Is she in a relationship?
To be honest, I don't really know much of her private life. I haven't really asked her either.
Okay, because what they're showing me is that the timeline is due to issues working out in another relationship, and I feel like this is a romantic relationship.
Okay.
And so that's why the timing is going to work out where it's going to be more towards the end of the year, beginning of the new year to make that transition. And then, but I'm also hearing the letting go for you is already in motion.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of like this friendship is just going to dissolve and it's already begun.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds absolutely accurate. And then I just wanted to say real quick, the guy, I do know this, that she reconnected with her biological dad, and she was hoping to move in with him, so I'm not sure if that's what that is or if it's a completely different romantic thing that I don't know.
It could very well be the father figure.
Yeah, because I did know that she reconnected with him last year, and she was hoping to move in with him, but his house wasn't ready or something like that. So hopefully he gets ready for her then.
Maybe that's the guy I was seeing. Yeah, it could be. Too.
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm not trying to push anybody out, but it's just become very uneasy to live with.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
I know you guys are. Sorry, go ahead.
Also, when she moves, when she finally leaves, smudge your house.
Smudge my house? Please.
And you. Smudge it.
What does that mean?
Smudging is a cleansing that you can do with white sage or Palo Santo wood sticks, that kind of thing.
Let me write
There's
that.
Lots of different videos out there on how to smudge. But I'm hearing it's going to be important for you to go ahead and cleanse the space and reset the energy of the home so that it's more harmonic to you. And it'll clear out her energy as well and that dysfunction. Because they're telling me if it stays in the place, things for you are going to get bumpy for a little while because that energy is going to be kind of resentful.
Right.
And it's not
her,
she's not meaning to, it's just there. And so
you're
going to want to go ahead and clear it, reset it, so that it's nice and fresh and opening up new beginnings for you.
No, and I completely understand, and I thank you for that advice, but I already feel the negative energy. It's just, you know, she doesn't have money for rent, and it's a battle every month for, you know, to get that money, rent money paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been hard, but I'm definitely going to take that advice and do that, because, yeah, I believe in energy very strongly, and I just want any negative energy away from me.
Yeah. In the meantime, it'd be really good for you to work with hematite.
Tell me why that.
And hematite, you can find it in hematite, H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E.
Okay.
There's lots of, like, hematite jewelry out there, and or a polished stone, something like that.
Okay.
Hematite is a natural deflector of negative energy. And the other one I'm seeing for you is black tourmaline.
Let me write that down, black tourmaline. Now, do I just put this in my clothes, or, like, do I wear a necklace, like, or just anything, or just have it around the house, like my room?
The hematite, I'm hearing, get something that you can wear or carry.
Wear or carry, okay.
The black tourmaline, I'm hearing, is for your bedroom.
For a bedroom.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if it's raw or polished, but you want a couple of stones for the bedroom. You can put them, if you wanted to grid your bed to help your sleep and your energy to feel more protected, you can put one in between the mattress and box spring at each corner of the bed.
Okay.
Or you can get one that's, you know, a little more chunky and put it on a table. If you have a nightstand next to your bed, put it there.
Right, right. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So I'm just writing this down so I remember it.
No problem.
Okay, perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that hopefully it will come, that she'll be able to move out. And, you know, wish her best of luck, but it's just, it's not positive for either of us for her to stay here. So I'm looking forward to her moving out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate y'all so, so much.
Definitely. And please call back in and let us know.
I definitely will. I'll definitely keep you posted around December, January. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks. You guys have a lovely night.
You too.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. And that is our show for this evening. So Jan, would you like to go ahead and share your contact information, and then I'll do the shows and mine and Ryan's for everybody?
Okay. Yep. My website is www.wefindourway.com, and I have a lot of information on there to look at, and poetry too. And then I'm on Facebook, Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm also on Twitter. And so that's it, yeah. And I'm in the Channeling Eric, on the Channeling Eric website too. I don't know what that website's called. I think it's channelingeric.com or something like that. So anyway,
Eric Team?
Oh, maybe it's Eric Team.
Eric.com.
Yeah.
.com now.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was a great show tonight.
It was. It was so good.
Yeah. And for our callers, I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium. You can find me on Facebook by just putting that in there, and I'll pop up. I also have my website, which is ladyastral67.wixsite.com. And then also for our missing partner tonight, Ryan Adragna. He's an energy healer, and you can find Ryan on his website, healingsthroughspirit.com. You can also find Ryan on Facebook, on his Facebook page that's of the same name. And I want to remind everybody, Sacred Embers Team has 3 shows every week. Wednesday night is Divine Connections with Sue DeLamonte, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jody Higgins. On Thursday night is Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And then Friday night is Enter the Light with myself, Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, Natasha Scott, and Heather Filona. See everybody next week.
All right. Thank you, Shannon, for doing a great job and great readings, too. Thank you, everybody, for coming and listening and calling in. We love that. We love you. See you later.